This is a podcast from WOR. Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining us today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we also have Sam Forbes joining us today. Sam, of course, manages our downtown store, and he is a certified nutritional consultant. And Don's going to start off the show this week.
Yes, Arnie. You know, last week, for you folks who listened, you might remember that we mentioned that this is the time of year that we start thinking about the cold and flu season. I'm sorry to bring that up, but unfortunately, that's the case. And we spoke about some of the ways you can enhance the body's ability to reduce your chances of coming down with colds and flu this winter. In other words, using supplements to enhance immune system function. Now, we only had time last week to cover a few supplements, but we did briefly mention probiotics. Some recent research led me to feel that we should talk about this type of supplement in more detail. For one thing, I think many of you find this type of supplement, probiotics, somewhat confusing and mysterious. You know, vitamins and minerals are easy to understand, but bacteria? Friendly microorganisms? How do you know if they're friendly? Do they sign on to your Facebook page? Now, even worse, we don't just talk about probiotics. We talk about the prebiotics and symbiotics.
That's true, Don. So let's start with some definitions. What is a probiotic? Probiotics are live microorganisms. They're similar to the microorganisms that are normally found in the healthy human gut. Probiotics are also called friendly bacteria or good bacteria, and they help to maintain the natural balance of organisms in the intestines. The normal human digestive tract contains about 400 types of probiotic bacteria. This is good because these good bacteria help to reduce the growth of harmful bacteria and promote a healthy digestive system. The largest group of probiotic bacteria in the intestine is lactic acid bacteria, of which Lactobacillus acidophilus, the type found in yogurt, is the best known. Other types of probiotics include different strains of Bifidobacterium and Saccharomyces boulardii. Saccharomyces boulardii has been described as the yeast probiotic, as it has been shown to antagonize disease-causing bacteria.
Okay, so that's what a probiotic is. What is a prebiotic? Well, prebiotics are substances, usually complex carbohydrates such as lactulose, fructooligosaccharides, or FOS. You've seen that on a label and wondered what FOS is, and inulin. Now, these complex carbohydrates are used as fuel or food by the friendly bacteria. In the gut, then, these prebiotics stimulate the growth and the activity of these friendly bacteria, the probiotics, while suppressing the growth and activity of harmful organisms.
So the prebiotics enhance the growth of probiotics. Again, this is important, as probiotics are thought to work by colonizing the small intestine and crowding out disease-causing organisms, thereby restoring the proper balance to the intestinal flora. They compete with harmful organisms for nutrients, and they may also produce substances such as ammonia that inhibit growth of harmful organisms in the gut. Probiotics may be used to treat problems in the stomach and intestine. Evidence supports using probiotics to treat diarrhea, to prevent urinary tract infections, and to treat irritable bowel syndrome, to reduce the occurrence of bladder cancer, to shorten intestinal infections, to prevent and treat pouchitis, and to prevent and manage atopic dermatitis, eczema in children. Other suggested uses include a variety of other indications, including allergies, asthma, ear infections, and rheumatoid arthritis.
Wow, all that. Well, that would leave, finally, synbiotics. And you might be saying to yourself, wouldn't it make sense to combine prebiotics and probiotics in one product? Well, yes, and that's what we would call a synbiotic. And it is believed that when probiotics and prebiotics are mixed together, they would form a symbiotic relationship, a relationship where working together to improve the microorganism environment of the gut or the intestines.
So, before we give you some examples of recent research supporting the importance of this type of supplement, let me summarize with this quote from the Natural Standards Database. Quote, probiotics are of great interest for a variety of reasons. First, the world is full of microorganisms, including bacteria, and friendly bacteria are vital to the proper development of the immune system, to protection against microorganisms that could cause disease, and to the digestion and absorption of food and nutrients. Second, the balance of bacteria in one's body can be disrupted by antibiotics, which kill friendly along with the harmful disease-causing bacteria, possibly resulting in diarrhea. Third, the cells of the digestive tract have been linked to the immune system, and some have theorized that by introducing probiotics, the immune system may be affected. End quote.
Okay, now, let's talk about some recent research that highlights the reasons why it's important to know the difference between prebiotics and probiotics. In a study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they looked at the possible role a prebiotic supplement, not a probiotic supplement, a prebiotic supplement might play in not only reducing GI dysfunction, but also in reducing the number of days with the cold or flu.
The authors noted that current research suggests that daily supplementation with prebiotics may boost immune function and gastrointestinal health during times of heightened stress. So they took 419 college students and they ran a randomized double-blind study. The students received 0, 2.5, or 5 grams of a galacto-oligosaccharide prebiotic supplement for 8 weeks before, during, and after final exams. I'll quote from the results. The results reveal that the study participants showed fewer symptoms of gastrointestinal problems, including diarrhea, constipation, indigestion, and abdominal pain following prebiotic supplementation. It was also found that normal weight individuals receiving the 5-gram prebiotic supplement experienced a 40% reduction in days with colds or flu, although no effect was observed in overweight or obese participants. These findings suggest that galacto-oligosaccharide prebiotics may provide beneficial protection during times of increased stress.
Now, what I liked about this study is that it supports what we have been telling you about the influence of these substances not only on the gut, but on the general immune system as well. What is also interesting is how this may pertain to the question of potency when it comes to probiotic supplements. I am more comfortable, as you might know, in recommending a high-potency probiotic with potency guaranteed through the product expiration date. At the same time, we know that some research has shown, perhaps surprisingly, that products that do not contain live organisms also have immune activity. These studies on the straight prebiotics may help explain why that might be the case. Of course, many might conclude that the best solution is to still use a product that includes the best of both. In other words, a combination of prebiotic and probiotic.
And that, of course, is what we defined earlier as a synbiotic. Let's look at a recent study examining the role of a synbiotic supplement for constipation. A 4-week, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial in young men suffering from functional constipation was run at a medical university in Iran. 66 men with functional constipation were equally allocated to receive a synbiotic mixture, Bifidobacterium, Lactobacillus, Streptococcus species, and fructooligosaccharide, or a placebo. Well, what did they find? The results demonstrated that the synbiotic mixture seemed to be effective in increasing stool frequency and improving consistency in this sample of males suffering from mild to moderate constipation. In conclusion, the authors stated that the symbiotic mixture was safe and effective in improving stool frequency and consistency. The authors of the study made the following observations. A synbiotic is a supplement that contains both a prebiotic and a probiotic that works together to improve the friendly flora of the human intestine. The best symbiotic combinations currently available include a bifidobacteria and fructooligosaccharides, lactobacillus GG and inulins, and bifidobacteria and lactobacillus with FOS or inulins. The combination has the ability to heal and regulate the intestinal flora, particularly after the destruction of microorganisms following antibiotic, chemotherapy, or radiation therapies. A symbiotic may prevent food allergies, ulcerous colitis, constipation, diarrhea, and various cancers.
Okay, it should be clear now why we so often recommend these types of supplements. The research supporting their efficacy is very impressive. The benefits seem very great, and there is very little downside. Now, I know we have to take a break. Maybe after we come back from the break, maybe we can give you folks some examples of the various types of prebiotics, probiotics, and symbiotics that we've been talking about. Arnie?
Excellent. Don, that's what we will do right after this break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll all be back and talk about these specific probiotic supplements and synbiotics right after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemist's, discount price, of course.
And as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, the entire Jarrow Formulas line is on sale at discounts of 25 to 30% off list price. Check our website, wilner.com, for all the details. And, you know, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemist has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. Well, what's the secret to staying in business for 100 years? Well, I don't know that I know, but we think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, carrying a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and providing professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you, and doing all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discounts throughout the year. And these anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals. Check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as the special anniversary sale discounts now in effect. And to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year, make sure you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, or by phone at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7, or while you're in the stores.
We also, as part of our celebration for the 100-year anniversary, we had a big educational seminar and health fair back in June. And if you missed it, if you can onto our website, wilner.com, and we have all the slide presentations and recordings of the talks and everything linked right on the homepage on our website. So if you missed it, you can still catch a lot of great information by going there. Of course, we hope that you'll visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Actually, Arnie, I noticed the other morning that it's not 41st and Park anymore.
No?
I think they changed the name of 41st Street over there.
Oh, well, I didn't even notice.
I was looking out of the window from the office, and it says Library Way.
Oh, right, yes, because 41st Street heads right up to the New York Public Library, the beautiful building on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, so I almost got lost going to the store that day. Right. I was looking for 41st Street, and it wasn't there.
That's right. So we're on the corner of Library Way and Park Avenue. I'll have to remember that.
Formerly 41st Street.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay. Anyway, And regardless of what you call it, it's only a block south of Grand Central Terminal, so it's hard to miss it. Anyway, the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall, not too far from
Zuccotti Park.
Right. And then, of course, we still have our store in Atlanta, Georgia, which is conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist liquid herbal supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemists Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And you're listening to the Wilner Window right here on WOR. And as promised, we're going to mention some products that are examples of prebiotics,
hey,
probiotics.
Arnie,
yes.
Before you do that, did we give the phone number for folks who might want to call up with any questions about probiotics, prebiotics, symbiotics,
or
vitamins,
whatever,
herbs, homeopathic remedies?
No, but how about I do that now?
Okay.
1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call and we'll answer your questions. Okay. A bunch of companies, or a few companies, offer products in all of these areas. For example, in a prebiotic, Allergy Research makes a product called FOS, which we know stands for fructooligosaccharides. It's a powder, and you just take half a teaspoon or a teaspoon, and you can mix it into whatever you like, and that you can use as a way to increase the beneficial bacteria in the gut, because as Don said earlier, that's the food that the beneficial bacteria like to eat. Okay, there is also another type of prebiotic, and it's called inulin. Inulin commercially is derived from chicory root, but it also is available in, it also comes in small amounts in lots of different vegetables like garlic and onion. But commercially, it's available as a powder. It's sold by Jarrow. Jarrow makes an inulin powder. Now Foods makes an inulin powder. And I think Pure Encapsulations sells it as a capsule if you want to get just smaller amounts of inulin in a capsule form. The symbiotic products are very interesting. When I was looking through a lot of products to try and create these examples to give you, I found a lot of products already are the products that you think are just probiotics really are symbiotics. For example, Gyrodophilus with FOS. Obviously, once you combine the probiotics with FOS, you have a symbiotic product. Well, just about all of the Gyrodophiluses contain FOS, which makes them symbiotics, which makes them, I believe, probably a little more efficacious. Okay. Also, there's a product by Allergy Research Group. They call it Symbiotics with FOS, which is basically a combination of Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bifidobacterium along with FOS, and that comes in a powder form. And that's been available. We've been carrying that product for many, many years. And interestingly enough, Don, Even a lot of the green food formulas, I'm crazy about those green food products. Kyo Green, which is made by Kyolic, which is primarily a barley grass product, but they include FOS in that product. And Bluebonnet, they have a product, one of the green drinks called Green Utopia, and they put FOS in their green formula. So everybody is doing the right thing by adding FOS to their products. Okay, we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll start answering some of the questions you guys are called in with. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we shall return after these messages.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few.
I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life. Available at the Wilner Chemist's discount price, of course. Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And good afternoon. This report sponsored by Silver Star Mercedes-Benz. Combine world-class Mercedes-Benz service with exceptional price and get the incomparable experience of Silver Star Motors, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. Call 1-800-LEASE-MB, where they earn their Silver Star one customer at a time. On the Belt Parkway, eastbound after the Mill Basin drawbridge, an accident is cleared. The backup to Ocean Parkway. Westbound delays from Pennsylvania Avenue to the Mill Basin drawbridge. On the Hutchinson River Parkway, northbound out the New England Thruway, it's a crash in the right lane. As we check the Hudson River crossings, minor delays through the Holland and Lincoln tunnels. No sign of trouble now on the George Washington Bridge. And into New Jersey on the eastern spur of the turnpike, southbound at exit 14, construction work in the left lane. And on the southbound western spur from 15E to 14, you've got construction work in the left lane. And Newark Route 21, southbound at Chester Avenue, closed this weekend for construction. And right now there is a 1 mile delay. And that's WOR traffic.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie. Sam and Don are here as well. And before we get to the phones, I want to remind you that as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 14 companies on sale at half price. In addition, we have over 50 product lines on sale at discounts of 30%, 35%, and 40% off list price. Check Wilner.com or stop by the store for the full list. Okay, we were talking about examples of probiotic and prebiotic formulas, and one other product I wanted to mention, which that's the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic formula, which you know, as Don mentioned earlier, is not a high potency product, but it seems to have a lot of things in here which might work to help increase the bacterial flora in the gut. That's the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic formula.
Yeah, incorporated in the capsule is the bacteria along with all the food, according to the manufacturer, that helps keep the bacteria alive and strong and vibrant. So it might be a good way to get both a pre and probiotic together. As call it, a symbiotic.
And one other thing I wanted to add is, these days, in addition to just taking a probiotic for general health, or after you've had to take an antibiotic, they have these probiotic formulas that are quite specific. Later on in the second hour, we're going to do an advertisement for a Jarrow product, which is meant for irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
You know, and there's a product that we sell at the pharmacy. We keep it. It's rather expensive. It's called VSL number 3, and that's meant for irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
And that has, it's very interesting, it has 450 billion microorganisms in each sachet. And, very interesting. So you can get, Jarrow makes a product called Femdophilus, which is meant for women who experience a lot of candida infections in the vagina.
Well, I would think that by now our listeners, if they've been listening to our show for a while, they know that we often talk about probiotics. And I think after listening to our discussion today and listening to all the diseases that the probiotics can address, I would say that a probiotic should be part of almost everyone's basic protocol. Your multivitamin, your omega-3, your probiotic.
Yeah, excellent choice.
So you have to include probiotics as a basic supplement.
Okay, let's get to the phones. Let's talk to Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Elaine. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'd like to know if probiotics help to chelate heavy metals?
I don't know that that's, high on the list of things probiotics do. But I would say probably not a big contributor there. There's better things you can use to, if you think you're imbibing more heavy metals than you should. Things like chlorella is very good for that. That's one of the green products that are in a lot of the green drinks, or you can buy it by itself. It's called chlorella, which is meant to be a good chelator.
I did a little article on my blog, dongoldberg.com, about heavy metal detox, and I mentioned a couple of specialized products. One is from Jarrow Formulas called a ToxGuard Heavy Metal Detox, and another is from Metagenics. It's called Metallo Clear. You may also want to look at the liver support at the same time. I mentioned a few products there also. Go to my blog, dongoldberg.com, and I believe the name of that entry was something like, "I was exposed to mercury, what should I do?" Okay? And you'll see some good comments on that particular topic.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Elaine. Okay, let's see. Next, we have Alfred from Maplewood, New Jersey. Hi, Alfred.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm taking some herbs for leg vein health, and I'm wondering, would probiotics help?
Probiotics are beneficial just about with everything. And is it going to be specific for vein health? Well, same way with the previous caller with chelation. No, it's really not. But it just makes your body work better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely.
If I can add, that's exactly right, Arnie. The thing is, that probiotics, the realm of their action is going to be largely in the gut or entirely in the gut. Obviously, you want to improve your overall health, and one of the best ways nutritionists, along with many holistic physicians, believe is the health of the gut is going to be the health of the entire body. That doesn't mean that a probiotic is going to find its way to the deep tissues of the other parts of the body. What it does is it keeps the health of the gut, thereby allowing the gut to process impurities, keep the barrier function of the gut healthy so that toxins and other undesirable proteins and substances don't pass through the gut wall and enter into your immune system and into your circulatory system, thereby giving more stress on the body. So it basically keeps the gut healthy. That is profoundly important to your overall health. It's not going to take care of issues that are related to other tissue in the body. You have to do other things, like, for instance, our previous caller called about heavy metal toxins. Well, they should probably look at Don's blog and take a look at some of the other substances that are helpful for that, and as well as you. If you have a leg vein issue, obviously you have to look at herbs and things that contain bioflavonoids and flavanols and things that support your blood vessels, and there are a lot of good products on the market. Right now, I'd say a big popular product is diosmin. There's many leg vein products that contain diosmin. All the major manufacturers, Jarrow has leg vein product and Natural Factors and many companies can have leg vein products with this diosmin product. It's a special kind of flavonoid. But yes, we encourage you to take bioflavonoids, but it probably is not going to directly affect your leg veins.
Yeah, I think the key is what Sam just said directly. You know, with both of these calls so far, Alfred, have the answer is, you know, there are primary treatments for these problems, and perhaps you could say there are secondary treatments, or direct and indirect treatments. In both of these cases, the role of the probiotics would be indirect. Okay. Whereas things like the various flavonoids, horse chestnut, butcher's broom, the antioxidant phytocomplex, these things would be more direct. You know, vitamin C, in that they would have an effect directly on the vein, for example. Whereas the role of the probiotics would be indirect. Okay.
Yes. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Alfred. All right, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. That's how you can get a hold of us here at the studio. Okay, let's talk to Joyce calling from Queens. Hi, Joyce.
Listen, I'm interested in knowing what should I be taking. I'm fighting a C. diff infection, and they have me on Vancomycin.
Right.
And I'm on some lactobacillus, and I have to take digestive enzymes every day because I don't digest my food properly.
Okay.
And then I'm taking Culturel. But is there anything that will help with this medication so that I don't have to take this medication all over again?
You're talking about the vancomycin?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy-duty antibiotic. And C. difficile is, can be a pretty difficult...
It's a pretty heavy-duty infection.
Yeah, definitely.
You sound okay.
Yeah.
They all say it's a heavy-duty infection.
Yeah.
But is it going to recur again?
No, it should. Well, number one, how'd you get it in the first place?
I had a diverticulitis attack, and they gave me Flagyl and amoxicillin to kill that infection and gave me the C. difficile from the two-biotic.
Good. So if you would, hopefully, if you would have started all of these probiotics while taking...
I was on probiotics at the time, and it's one of your people that you sell, so I was very disappointed, and I was taking four a day because I was worried about a yeast infection.
Yeah.
It just didn't work for me. So I always need more than what I need, and I don't do well with medicine over the counter.
Yeah, I understand. Most probably somebody, you had an underlying problem to start with.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, and you just needed much more of the, probably just needed much, much more of the probiotics than you were taking. In other words, you were taking a good product that somebody with a normal situation might have done well with.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not, Arnie, let's not, these probiotics are not in the same category from an efficacy standpoint as the vancomycin and powerful. I mean, so we're not trying to tell you that if you take enough of the right probiotic that you can cure any infection that you have. That's not true. These are not drugs.
No, that's not what I said. She was asking about what she could have done to prevent it. And that's where I was talking about, giving more of the probiotics. It wasn't, I don't think you can, use it to cure. You need the vancomycin.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't giving the wrong impression that
no. Okay, good point.
Why didn't it work? I took the probiotics. How come I still got the infection? Well,
right.
These things help your body to fight off infections and prevent the growth, but obviously it's not going to be 100%.
Hey, nothing works all the time.
Right. There may be factors that we're unaware of that happened, like Arnie said, before the infection. There may have been a situation where you really were vulnerable. Your gut may have had some kind of infection, even a viral infection, a stomach virus. Something compromised the barrier function or the ability of your immune system to fight off this bacteria, and the no amount of probiotics would have helped you. However, that doesn't mean that you can't prevent things. Things in the future, perhaps if you don't move your bowels properly, or you have your irregularity, you need to include some fiber to keep things flowing. You have to take a probiotic, perhaps a stronger one. Arnie mentioned this VSL product, but there are others. I think as a matter of fact, the Nature's Way makes a super intensive package, and for anyone who has gut issues, you may want to take a look at the intensive formula from Nature's Way.
Yeah.
The other thing is this: if you're taking an antibiotic, we mentioned it before. It's actually a friendly yeast, and this is where anyone taking a antibiotic needs to be vigilant and take something called Saccharomyces boulardii. This is a non-bacterial probiotic. This is a friendly yeast. There is such a thing. And these yeasts will not be targeted by the antibiotic. They will allow your gut to hopefully function a little bit more normally, considering the antibiotics there. And anyone taking an antibiotic needs to take the Saccharomyces boulardii.
Okay, good point.
And don't forget, there's other things that we talk about that enhance immune function. If you have a heavy-duty problem with your immune system, the probiotics are just one of the many things. You have many. You have the various mushroom extracts.
Yeah.
You have the elderberries.
Right.
You have the vitamin C. A lot of things.
And antimicrobials, like even just simple old golden seal and things that garlic, freeze-dried garlic.
Olive leaf
and oregano comes in capsules. I mean,
sure.
The Wilner oregano is a great oregano product. We have it in a nice little liquid gel-filled capsule. It's a dynamite antimicrobial.
Okay. All right, Joyce, we can continue talking if you like, but we need to take a break here.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to The Wilner Window on WOR. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
We'll be back after these messages.
The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's Food for Thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's Full Spectrum Wild Alaskan Omega Soft Gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of beauty from within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservoirs Organics. Reservoirs Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arne, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back, Arne Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And before the break, we were talking to Joyce about C. difficile. Okay. So Joyce,
This was brought on by a diverticulitis attack. Do I have to worry that this is going to happen to me when I take antibiotics for a diverticulitis attack?
It depends. We don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Okay. Go on to our next caller. We've got, John from Mastic Beach, Long Island. How can we help you, John?
Yes, thank you. I was inquiring about body fat, if I could take anything to get rid of some of this belly and body fat that I have.
Well, it's mostly what you won't take, and that's a lot of food.
Well, no, I understand that, yeah. It's not that I'm, I only weigh like 210 pounds of 6'1". But I never drink any beer or anything, but right. I have like a heavy neck, thick underneath my chin, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, turkey neck.
Well, yeah, John, you know, I was going to say that, but I thought maybe I should.
John, you know, there is one product that I have found impressive. The research supporting it is impressive, and that is a product called CLA. It's a type of a fatty acid that's available as a supplement, and what it seems to do from the research, and there's been repeated studies that seem to support this, it redistributes the fat, or at least that's what it seems. It seems to take a body fat and help to kind of redistribute it to where you want it, or to help to burn it off and convert it into lean tissue. I don't know exactly what the mechanism of that is, but as I say, there have been a number of studies that confirm that the people taking this supplement, you know, not by itself, of course, in conjunction with whatever other type of weight loss program that they're following, seem to have a success in targeting those areas like you're talking about, you know, belly fat, things of that sort. So one thing I would suggest is that you look into adding the CLA supplement to whatever regimen that you're now following. The other thing, and maybe this is what you had in mind, or there are products that make a big thing about claiming to affect the cortisol and you know, magically make belly fat disappear and things of that sort. I've never been impressed with that. I think it's more marketing hype than anything else, but I'll defer to Arnie and Sam if they feel differently. But the CLA is the one that I would suggest you look at.
All right, I would agree with that. The thing is, you can't just take one. You have to kind of take one or two with each meal three times a day, and you got to kind of stay with it. The fat's not going to just melt away instantly. I would say give it 3 to 6 months, you know, to really give it a chance. The other thing, guys, I think that it's so difficult to help someone, let's say, over the phone on the radio show because, you know, you really need to analyze the diet and where are the calories come from, what kind of foods someone's eating, you know, what percentage is it of just basic starchy foods to, you know, nutrient-dense type foods. It's you know, really a good analysis of the diet needs to be done to really kind of clean up where we can start improving in diet so that there can be a better weight loss. So, you know, go seek the advice of a good nutritionist or something and get on some kind of a diet that can you feel like you can get somewhere in terms of weight loss. All right?
Would you gentlemen mind if I ask you one more question about another?
Not at all.
Okay, great. I have two problems. The other problem is a three problem, but the other problem I want to ask you about. I have a keloid across my chest.
Okay.
And I had a plastic surgeon take it out, and now it's much bigger, and mm-hmm. I should have never had it done, but
right.
I was told that when you take them out, they come back even worse, but I had a plastic surgeon didn't think so, and he did it about 2 years ago, and I think the other two plastic surgeons were right about that.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I don't have anything to add there because of, you know, we're not doctors, so I wouldn't feel comfortable commenting.
Well, there are homeopathic remedies that may be helpful. You can give it a try. Certainly, there's no downside. Two remedies come to mind, graphites, 30C, and silica. Is another homeopathic silica 30C. You can give those a try, and it probably would be a good idea to perhaps take BioSil silica to help with healing. Anytime you have any surgery or anything, silica would be very helpful. Anything that encourages collagen, so silica. Other than that, I can't think of anything else. You can inquire at the store tomorrow if you want to get the specifics on those two remedies. 212 791-0505 is my number at the store.
Okay, that's the downtown store, 212-791-0505, and you can talk to Sam Forbes directly. Okay, John?
No, I just had that last question I want to ask you.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We can't take it right now, but we'll be glad to do it at the top of the next hour. Okay, right now, you have to listen to a message from Dr. O'Hara.
This has been a podcast from WOR.